What do you call that stuff that's made of flour and baked in loaves?
Bread.
Okay, any particular kind of bread?
Light bread.
Okay. When you say light bread, what do you mean?
It's not made, you don't get your bread from the store. You uh-huh. bake it yourself.
Uh-huh, okay.
With yeast.
Okay, okay. What's the opposite of light bread? Is there an opposite?
No.
Okay, okay. What other kinds of bread is there that's not, like, made in a loaf?
Cornbread.
Okay, what else?
Buckwheat bread.
Okay. Sometimes there's the kind of bread like, you know, you break them up and pour gravy on them for breakfast.
Hot biscuits.
Okay. Anything else besides biscuits?
Muffins.
Okay. What else?
Raisin muffins.
What was that?
Raisin muffins.
What is that exactly?
Well, just, for instance, you're going to make hot muffins. You just mix in some raisins in there, and you just mix it.
Okay.
And they come out in different places, and they're really delicious.
Yeah, that sounds good.
You can have raspberry put in there, or cut up your strawberries in small little chunks, and just drop them in there, and they come out just delicious.
Okay. Is there anything else? Any other kind of bread that you might have, like a dinner or something?
Well, let's see. There'd be cornbread, and corn sticks.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between corn sticks and just regular cornbread?
Well, cornbread comes in a square pan or an oblong pan. And corn sticks are just, well, you have a metal pan. Mm-hmm. It's iron cast. Mm-hmm. Cast iron. Mm-hmm. And they just have one side, and they're deep, about 2 inches deep. Mm-hmm. And on both sides, they're just shaped like a corn dog. Mm-hmm. But you just put your cornbread inside and you bake them. Mm-hmm. Or you can bake them outside. They taste delicious if you cook them over a stove, over an open fire. Uh-huh. They taste better and they rise just like cornbread. Uh-huh. And then all you gotta do is get your two pot holders and tip them. And when you do, they all fall out and they're just, I say they're about 6 inches long.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But they're delicious.
Okay. Have you ever heard of what other kinds of cornbread is there? Anything else?
That's all I can think of.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a kind of cornbread that doesn't have anything in it except cornmeal and salt and water?
No, I haven't.
Sounds bad, doesn't it?
It does. It don't seem like it'd be good in a gesture to take.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of any kind of cornbread that people used to talk about making in front of the fire on a board?
Oh, yes.
What do you call that?
If I'm not mistaken, they had one down here for the fair down here. Uh-huh. But they didn't use a board.
Yeah, what
they? They use a metal. They make tortillas. Mm-hmm. And this was in the Indian project they had down there. Mm-hmm. And they had this big long cast iron plate. It was, I say about an inch thick. And they had it over this fire. And the fire wasn't very high. It was just medium fire. Mm-hmm. And this guy was making, and he had cornmeal, he had used oil, and salt, and this, what else did he use? I think that's about what a little water, and he mixed it. And then he had two round, like a little pie plate, and they were flat, and he stuck a little ball of that dough in on the side, and he got that thing and he smashed it. And when he did, he just flipped it over and laid it on the fire on that thing, and it was just like corn tortillas. But they were delicious.
Sounds good.
And they only cost a dime, you know, but boy, did I eat two of them. But I got indigestion later. I told him I don't know what he put in them, but they were delicious. But you cook them out in the open, that's the only way you can cook them.
Yeah, that sounds good. Have you ever heard of a kind of regular cornbread, you know, that rises and stuff?
Oh, yes,
That's made in the ashes?